We're at Sargento Cheese in beautiful Plymouth, Wisconsin, and it's our joy, it's our pleasure, as always, to welcome a man we haven't had on the air for, it's got to be at least a month, and that's a long time.
It is.
John McGivern. John McGivern, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Johnny Mac. Give it up for Johnny Mac.
I am so happy to be in Plymouth, just so you know.
You have a lot of Plymouth connections, don't you?
This is really, in truth, is where my mother's family is from.
Really?
My grandma was one of the O'Connell girls who married the Gainers, who then got married to the O'Fahys. It's this whole Irish. They lived right next door to the funeral home right near downtown. That's where my family is from. I went to school miles from here. I'm from Milwaukee, but I went to school, a boarding high school called St. Lawrence Seminary in Mount Calvary, Wisconsin. Mount Calvary, Wisconsin. Here we are near the Holy Land.
Yeah, we are.
The Holy Land. That's what they call this area. You can't make this crap up. Because right near Plymouth, there's Calvary, Mount Calvary, St. Joe, St. Anne, St. Peter, St. Cloud, and New Holstein. Holy cow! Well, here we are. That's where I went. I was sent away right out of eighth grade because my parents thought being Irish Catholic, and if you if you ever saw my family pictures, the generations, there's always a priest, there's always a nun, so my parents thought I had a vocation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they said vacation. So they sent me away to the seminary. 300 boys and 65 Capuchin Franciscans. I loved it. So, you know. Need I tell you anymore? I've performed a lot at Plymouth High School, and can I tell you, you people at Sargento have been so incredibly nice to me. Every time I perform, people from Sargento stop, say hello, bring me artisan and bistro cheeses.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, when they said they were coming up here, I said, please let me come because I love you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really cool.
Great.
With your cousins being up here and whatnot and being so close to, you know, the land of cheese here.
Yeah.
Is this where your mom learned the finer points of all of her good cooking?
You Ooh. Know? I talk a lot about my mom on the air and the fact that I try to spend one evening a week with my mom to have dinner. So I went there not too long ago.
Oh, my God. Am I glad my mom is out of town right now and not listening to this?
No.
Oh, you don't do it?
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, either it's...
Do you have any idea what you just did? If she would have heard that, don't you ever say that when
okay,
she's back
sorry,
in town.
Sorry.
John spends one night a week with his mother, but that's okay. You don't have to come by.
I know.
It's
I know.
Okay.
And what time do you have dinner? 5 o'clock, because that's what we had every day growing up at 5 o'clock. So I go over there not too long ago for a 5 o'clock dinner, and I get there. There's nothing being cooked. Nothing. And I'm like, Mom, what are we having? She says, oh, it'll just take a minute. So she opened up her freezer and she pulled out a block of homemade chicken soup that had like the hugest like ice frost on top. She said, it'll just take a few minutes. So she put it in the microwave. There was still ice floating in it. And I said, Mom, this is still kind of cold. She says, just put it in the microwave. It'll just take a minute. I said, is this all we're having? And she says, oh, you want something else? I said, well, maybe. She says, here's some bread. I was like, okay. And the bread was kind of old.
Was it in the freezer too?
I said, Mom, this bread is old. She said, just put it in the microwave. So then I said, is this all we're having? She says, you want something else? I said, I thought maybe we would. And so she goes back into the freezer and she pulls out a pork roast. I'm like, Mom, I can't stay till Thursday. She says, oh, why don't you just take it home? I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take it home. So as I was leaving, she packed a huge pork roast in a bag and then
raw?
She says, frozen. Frozen.
Well, I know, but raw and frozen.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Raw and frozen. Like she was going to just microwave it. I was like, no, Mom, we'll cook it. And then she says, here's something. Here's a treat for you. She gave me something wrapped up, and I said, Mom, what is this? And she says, oh, it's banana nut bread that I made. And I was like, oh, okay. She says, now don't microwave it. She says, just let it, now it's frozen. She says, just let it sit for a full 24 hours, and oh, it's going to be good. So I brought it home, and when I got it home, I went to put it back in the freezer, and I realized that this thing, I don't think it's still good, because it was wrapped in a Kohl's food store bag. When was the last Kohl's food store open? My mother had made this like in 2002. It's like,
you know,
I threw it away.
So funny. You should.
But the pork roast was good. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to get swine flu.
You know, the last time I went down to Beloit to visit my mom, because at least your mom, I made the offer. There were two things. I made the offer to my mother that I would make extra food and then package it up in like little containers, and then I would freeze it and bring it down to her.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's
I thought
really
it was nice.
Nice. This is what I got. A good cook.
Because she said, "Oh, I don't like things after they've been frozen." And I'm like, "Okay, well, nix the meals then." Mm-hmm.
Tell her so never to visit my mom.
I don't. And then we're sitting there, and she goes, "Oh, I made something special." And I'm like, "Okay." She said, "I think I'm gonna wrap some of this up for the kids." And I go, "Really? What is it? I made it for my club. What Ooh. Is it? Date cake."
Yum.
Oh, how many times your kids come in and go, "Can we have more date cake?"
I said, "Don't bother wrapping it up. I can bring it home to my bring home a date cake to my 16-year-old.
He's come on like, in, kids. Time for dates.
We'd like you to be she regular.
Was, dates like, and Sunny D's.
You mean they won't eat date cake?
Go-gurt.
I said, I won't eat date cake. Does anybody in your club eat date cake? Oh, they thought it was good with a little Cool Whip on it.
Well, everything's good with Cool Whip on it.